Perek Gimel, Mishnah Yud Aleph. So this Mishnah is going to deal with cases where it's not going to be clear whether a person is chayiv to pay for Nezek at all, or where it's not so clear exactly how much he's chayiv to pay. So in scenarios such as this that we're going to see here, the halacha is hamoitzi mechavero olav araya, that the one who wants to go ahead and take money from someone else, he has to bring halachic raya, proof. And based on this principle, the person who is, in our cases, who is the one who is claiming that Nezek was done to him, he is the one that is trying to get money out of someone else. So he will have to be able to somehow prove his taina, prove his claim. So we have the following scenarios. Shor shahaya rodef achas shor acher. A certain person's shore was chasing another person's shore. So Reuven's shore was chasing Shimon's shore, Behuzak. And Shimon's shore was found damaged. But as we see, it's not 100% sure that Reuven's shore was the one that damaged Shimon's shore. Zeh Omer shore Chayizik. The Shimon, the owner of the shore that was damaged, he says, your shore did the damage. Zeh Omer, Reuven tied his back low. Ki Ela B'Sel Alaka. No, you Shimon, your shore that got damaged, the way it was damaged was it ran up against a big rock, a big boulder. Hamotzi mechavel of araya. So the principle is that Shimon cannot get money out of Reuven unless Shimon can prove that it was actually Reuven's shore that damaged his shore. Another case. Hayishnayim rotvin acher 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 echad. So you had two shores, each owned by a different person. And you had the following. So you had Reuven and Shimon's shore, both running after, let's say, Levi's shore. And Levi's shore was damaged by one of the two shorim that were running after him, the two shvarim, the two ox that were running after him. But guess what? Zeh Omer Shor Chayizik. Reuven says, no, to Shimon, your shore did the damage. And Shimon says to Reuven, no, Zeh Omer Shor Chayizik. And Shimon says to Reuven, your shore damaged Levi's shore. Shneim Turim, both of them are putter. Levi's going to have to go ahead and prove that either Reuven or Shimon's shore was the one that damaged his shore. Otherwise, both Reuven and Shimon can claim to Levi, prove that I'm chayiv to you. So in that case, Levi will be toast. Imayu shneim shalish echad, shneim chayavin. But if both of the shore shvarim, both of the animals that were chasing Levi's shore was owned by one person, let's say it was owned by Reuven, so it was Reuven's shore was chasing Levi's shore. Shneim chayavim. What does that mean? It means that this owner of both behemas is going to be chayiv, because the question here is which shore damaged, and Reuven owns both shorim, so therefore he's going to be chayiv. Now, the Mishnah here is saying a very strange lashon. It's saying shneim, both. Why does it say he's chayiv? Why say shneim, like both animals are going to be chayiv? So the Bar Tanura, explaining the Mishnah based on the Gemara, he says, we have a principle that when you have a short tam, the payment is from the guf habehema. Now, what's the ramifications of this? So that's one of them is as follows, that if the short tam that damages, okay, is not worth anything, or let's say it's lost and he doesn't have it, so then the owner of the behemoth that was damaged or killed, he gets nothing. Therefore, let's say in our case, if the two shorim that are tamim, that are chasing this animal, okay, are not around, meaning let's say one of them goes missing, the owner of these two animals can claim that the damage was done by the missing shor, and he'd be putter. So therefore, the Mishnah really is hinting to this halacha by saying both shorim are obligated, meaning that the chiyuv is based on the shvarim that the baal hashor tams, the owner of both of these shvarim, is not going to be chayiv to pay unless both shvarim, both animals, are around and available to be collected from. Let's move weiter. The Mishnah now gives two more scenarios where both of the shores that are doing the chase also belong to the same person. The Reuven owns both shvarim. And we're going to see that in the first case, both of them are tamim, while in the second case, okay, you're going to deal with a tam and a muad. So let's see. Haya echad gadol ve'echad katan. Let's say you had both of these shvarim of Reuven were chasing Levi's shor, and one of them was a gadol, a big, huge, large shor, and the large shor, his large shor, would actually pay for the chatinezek, ve'echad katan. But the other one was a small one, where the total value of that animal would not reach the payment of chatinezek. For example, let's say you had a scenario where you're running after, these animals were running after a behemoth worth 400 shekel. And so one of the animals, okay, was worth 200 shekel. So he would cover the cost of the chatinezek. But the other animal was, let's say, 100 shekel. So hanizak omer gadol hizik. So it comes out that the one who animal was killed, he says, gadol hizik. He says the big animal did the damage, and therefore he would be able to pay, and he should be able to pay the full chatinezek, the full 200 shekel, because my behemoth was worth 400. But mazik omer lo ki elan katan hizik. No, it's my smaller animal, which is worth 100 shekel, that's the one that damaged. Therefore, I'm only chayav to pay you 100, even though chatinezek was 200. But as we know, the payment of chatinezek is from the guf habehema. So that's another scenario which we're going to see is amotim mechabel olav araya, that the owner of the behema that was killed, the nizak, can only get the greater payment of 200 if he can prove that the gadol was the one that did the damage. Echad tam v'echad muad. Let's say once again, Reuven owns both of these behemas, but one of the behemas was a tam and one of them was a muad. Hanizak omer muad hezik. The nizak, the owner of the behema that was killed, says that the muad killed, and therefore I'm yochayev mezik shalem. And the other one says, lo, ki ela tam hezik. He says, no, my tam was the one that's mazik, and I'm only chayev chati nezek. Hamotzi mechavero, alav haraya. So once again, the nizak has to prove that it was the muad that killed his shor. And now, ending the perek with the following two scenarios where two shor owned by one person injured two shvarim owned by one person, but we're not going to know which shor actually, okay, which shor did which damage to which animal. So again, Reuven owns two shvarim that are chasing two of Levi's animals. Hayu nizakin shnayim. So there were two killed shores that were being chased by Reuven's shores. Levi owns these shvarim. Echad gadol v'echad katan. And Levi's shores that were killed was a gadol and a katan. V'amazikim shnayim. And the mazikim were shnayim. And the damaging shores of Reuven running after them were two. Echad gadol v'echad katan. Hanizak omer. So the nizak is coming and he's claiming, gadol hizik as a gadol, the katan is a katan. He says that the big animal went ahead and it was the one that killed my big animal. And the small, and your small animal, Reuven, killed my small animal. This way, obviously, the nizak will get more money. Umazik omar lo, ki ela katan es hagadol, the gadol is a katan. Like the mazik says, no, my katan went ahead and that was the one that killed your gadol. And therefore, since my katan was the one that damaged your gadol, so I don't have to pay the full chatinezek because my katan only is worth 100 and your gadol was worth 400. And therefore, I can only have to pay 100 for your gadol, because my katan was the one that damaged it. The gadol is a katan, and the gadol, my gadol, the mazik says, was the one that killed your katan. Oh, so once again, it's going to be an amotzi v'chavel avraya situation. The nizak's going to have to prove, Levi's going to have to prove that the gadol is against a gadol, and the katan is a katan. Once again, echad tam v'echad muad, same scenario. Hanizak omer, right? Once again, you have a case where, once again, the exact same scenario. The nizak and the mazik both have two animals. They both have two animals. And the mazik, one of his animals is a tam, and one of them is a muad. Hanizak omer muad is a gesa gadol, the tam is a katan. And the nizak says that the muad went ahead and damaged my gadol, my big animal. And the tam damaged the katan, and therefore you, the mazik, are chayav to pay the full chatinezek of the katan. So obviously, the chatinezek of the katan, the nizak is much happier getting the chatinezek of the katan and getting the full nezek of the gadol. But the mazik saying, no, the tam, loki ala tam, es ha-gadol. The mazik is saying, no, the tam was the one that damaged your gadol, therefore I only have to pay half of the gadol. And yes, I'll pay the full umuad as a katan. And yes, my muad killed your katan, and that's why I got to pay full for the katan. So obviously, after the mazik is tainering. So in all these scenarios, I'm motzi b'chavero, alav araya.